This week's Parsha juxtaposes two seemingly unrelated topics. First is the suspected adulterer, the Sota, followed by a discussion of the Nazirite, someone who vows to refrain from wine. The Talmud explains the connection. It was the misuse of wine that led to the problem of suspected adultery. Thus, for someone who witnessed that grim spectacle, the proper response is to refrain from wine. Let's analyze the process here. The first principle is that everything happens for a reason. The Almighty is constantly sending us messages tailor-made for our specific circumstances. So if we see something shocking or disturbing, or alternatively, beautiful and inspiring, we need to ask ourselves, what is the message for me? Now, sometimes the connection is not so obvious. We have to work hard to figure it out. But whatever the outcome, the process of introspection is bound to reveal valuable insight. The second step is to take action. We see from the Nazirite that simply witnessing a powerful incident isn't enough to make a permanent impression. Inspiration left in the realm of emotion will eventually fade. Only by concretizing it with action does the lesson take hold in our consciousness. That's why the Nazirite saw the Sota and took a vow. So the next time you find yourself saying, "That's incredible," stop and ask, "What is the message for me? And how can I incorporate that lesson into my life by taking some concrete step, however symbolic it may be?"